Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Acme Lithium, a company positioned near the epicenter of lithium production in the United States. Since 1966, Nevada's Clayton Valley has been the primary production source for lithium in all of North America. Acme Lithium holds two promising lithium projects in the Clayton Valley region. Acme Lithium, U.S. trading symbol ACLHF, and in Canada, ACME. Web address, acmelithium.com. That's acmelithium.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Inflation. I read from a report from the Financial Times of inflation. A top Federal Reserve official has warned it is a fantasy, in quotes, to think the U.S. central bank can bring inflation down sufficiently without raising interest rates to a level where they constrain the economy. This is James Bullard, president of the St. Louis branch of the Fed. And he said the central bank needed to be more aggressive in its efforts to root out the highest inflation in four decades, as he called for rates to rise to a point where they actively curtail growth. I welcome Véronique Durigy of the Mercatus Center. She is traveling, but this story of inflation, Véronique has been following for more than a year. And the word aggressive was one that was used by the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Mr. Powell, recently, when he said that they would watch very carefully the inflation cycle, which continues to rise. This is food, fuel, plus everything else. And that they would be aggressive in their response. We're expecting a half point in the May meeting. Véronique, a very good evening to you. How do you interpret Mr. Bullard's remarks? What is he talking about? Whose fantasy and what is to be done? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, as you and I have talked a lot, I mean, the path that the Federal Reserve seems to be following is one where basically the Fed does very little in terms of raising interest rates. They raise it often, but not very much, to the point that when they're done raising interest rates, we will still be in negative real interest rate territory. And that somehow inflation falls all on its own, which seems to indicate that they believe that most of this inflation is supply side due to constraints. A little bit of it is, as we saw with the numbers yesterday. So what the chairman Bullard is saying is saying, hey, you know what? We know a lot. We've learned a lot from the 70s. And the rule of thumb is actually, if you really want to contain inflation, you need an aggressive lift in interest rates, above the rate of inflation. And this is not cutting it.
The reason we're getting to this story is because prices continue to rise. We're told that there are exogenous, that's the fancy word here, I'm just repeating what I've heard, exogenous drivers. One of them mentioned commonplacely these days is the war in Ukraine. Do you agree with that? And when the war in Ukraine ends, does that mean inflation ebbs?
Well, there's no doubt that the war in Ukraine plays some part to the lift in prices recently. In fact, you look at the most recent numbers, and when you take out the price of food and energy, basically core inflation hasn't risen. But this is not really inflation. This is basically a lift of prices due to supply constraints due to the war. Unfortunately, a lot of the political discourse wants to shift the attention to that factor, raising prices, when really we do have, long before the war in Ukraine, a real inflation created by the central bank and created by too much spending.
The article in the Wall Street Journal speaks to this matter. It's within hours. Everybody's responding. It talks about the fog of war, inflation and the fog of war. It reads, with an inflation at 8.5%, this is an article by Reuven Brenner. Observers are debating what the Federal Reserve did wrong. But here's one thing the Fed did right. In August, it announced, 2020, it announced a major shift in how it sets interest rates by dropping its long-standing practice of preemptively lifting them to head off inflation. But while that was necessary, it wasn't sufficient. So this article is suggesting that the Fed has said in the past it will not do what you're recommending, and I believe Mr. Bullitt is recommending. Has that now constrained the Fed for getting ahead of inflation, raising it, say, by 3.5% by the end of the year, a 3.5% interest rate? That would be slightly ahead of the year-over-year expectation.
So actually, I think the Wall Street Journal is entirely wrong. Where what the Fed has done since inflation manifested itself is that it has not acted because it's used its discretion to say, well, we still believe that the average inflation is going to be 2%. That was the whole time where they were talking about it was transitory, it was this supply, right? So they've actually already put in place and in practice their new targeting of inflation. But apparently what they're doing right now is literally dropping that target. Because if you look at the Fed's projection of inflation that they put out, I think like a few weeks ago, and you can see that the Fed is projected that inflation above inflation is going above 2%. Well above 2% is going to stay with us for several months, if not several years. And that means that basically they have dropped their target, because what they should be doing is actually adjusting their policy to meet the target. And that's not what they're doing. They're actually letting, you know, inflation run hot above the target for a long time. So I think they actually did practice. They did practice what they preached when they really shouldn't have, and they just let inflation go and run and the economy run hotter than it should in the name of targeting unemployment. But now it's very unclear what they're doing. It's discretion all the way, but they're not following their 2% thing, because, I mean, when you look at their own projection, it's way above 2% for several years to come.
I report this is a global crisis. In reporting in Lima, Peru, which is a capital ripped with turmoil and protests over food and fuel prices, especially by the truck drivers, the army was deployed in the poorest neighborhoods. This is reporting within the last hours. There are soup kitchens, and they serve a chicken soup meal each day. Heretofore, it costs 27 cents in the equivalent local currency. They've had to raise it to 40 cents for a meal for the poorest people of Lima, Peru. That's a 50% increase. So while we're complaining about inflation here of 20% hikes or 10% hikes, the world is experiencing this as a crisis where there's going to be malnutrition. This is a long way to say, are we looking at a global recession? Is that what this is early days of, Veronique?
I think it's more likely than it was a few months ago. And in part, it's because I think the Federal Reserves are not acting very decisively. Now, I mean, we have to be honest that the Federal Reserves around the world acting very decisively will slow down the economy. But I think that, like, trying to avoid doing what they should be doing in the name of not slowing down the economy is problematic in and of itself, because it could make things much worse. And as you said, I mean, inflation and any price hikes is really much harder on lower income people. And those stories about the in Peru, I mean, it's heartbreaking. And I think this is a story that we hear, you know, in a lot of countries in the around the world, sadly.
Can we do a timeline? We have 30 seconds. Can the Fed solve this by 23 or 24, or is that unknown, Veronique? 30 seconds.
Well, I think the Federal Reserve actually thinks inflation is going to fall on its own. That's what really reflected in his projection. I mean, I can't make any prediction because it all depends on what they're going to do. If they start changing and becoming more aggressive, I do not know.
James Bullard is the governor saying more aggressive. And Jerome Powell is the Federal Reserve chairman, and he's saying more aggressive. Though, what is the difference between aggressive and aggressive? We'll find out. Veronique de Ruggier, the Mercatus Center. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest, building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.